We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Aaron C. Lewis, Canadian country artist. Now, Aaron, you're from Nova Scotia, Sydney, Nova Scotia?
Yeah, Sydney, yeah, Cape Breton Island, yep.
Nice place to live. Now, how did you get started in music? I know your website is under construction right now, so I didn't get too much information about you.
Yeah, no, I started pretty early. I started pretty much around 16 years old. I was playing bars.
Mm-hmm.
When I turned 19, I left to go on the road with a group called the Carlton Show Band.
Okay.
Which was a show, group my dad used to be with years ago, back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And traveled with them for over 7 years.
Wow, that's quite a long time, yeah.
Yeah, a long time. Then moved back home and then got a lot into studio work and songwriting and just doing my own thing after that.
Okay, so you write your own songs too, Aaron?
I do, yes, yeah.
It's neat. Yeah. Coming out, this is your first album. It's called Discovering Gold.
That's right, yeah.
How did you come up with that title?
Well, actually, it's when I decided to put out my first solo CD,
mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine, Fred Lavery and Gordy Sampson, had written that particular song and sent it to me as one of the first songs that I would pitch into me, kind of, if I wanted to record that song. And as soon as I heard it, I said, yes, definitely, I have to do that. And it had the song had such an impact with me, I just had kind of had to call the CD Discovering Gold.
Okay, I love that name. Playing now is Wishing Well. So do you have another song after Wishing Well?
Well, Wishing Well is the single that's out there right now.
Okay.
And probably within, I'll have another single out probably within another 8 weeks or so.
Okay, I love Wishing Well, and it's I love the tempo and everything, too. Tell us about that.
Wishing Well is another song written by Gordy Sampson. And I don't know if you're familiar with Gordy Sampson, but he wrote Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Gordy's from here in Cape Breton, and him and I went to school together, actually. And it was another song that was pitched to me, and just loved the way it drove. You know, it really kind of picks you up, and it was just another one of those songs that I knew I had to record.
Good. How's the website coming? Is it coming along?
It's slow. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's unfortunately, I mean, I can't do that stuff on my own, or otherwise I would have had it up a long time ago, but it's always a hurry up and wait. But if you want it done right, I guess you got to wait.
Yeah, definitely you want it done right, and definitely looking forward to that. How's, are you touring a lot? Did you tour a lot this fall, or planning anything for the winter months?
Well, yeah, I'm working on a tour right now, and then nothing's written in stone as of yet. I still tour with the Carlton Show Band a little bit as well.
Okay.
And we have an upcoming tour in April that'll be a cross-country tour.
Nice.
And then 3 days in Las Vegas.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. Doing anything special for the holidays?
Yeah, just relaxing and just enjoying where I live. You know, I just love it here in Cape Breton Island and... you know, just relaxing with the family and you know, letting it all sink in.
Good. Now, the album, was that was recorded in Canada, I guess, in Nova Scotia?
Yes, it was, yeah. Some of the tracks I had done in Nashville.
Okay.
Nashville Players.
Okay.
But the majority of it was all done here at a studio called Lakewind.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of local musicians, great musicians around here. On Cape Breton Island as well. So it turned out really, really good. I'm really, really pleased with it.
Good. Now, is that your first album, your debut album, Discovering Gold?
It's my debut album, yes.
Good,
yeah.
Good. How many songs are on it?
There's 11 songs on it right now.
Okay.
And it's available on iTunes.
Oh, good. Good, on
yeah.
iTunes. Yeah, that's a great place to buy music because it's fast and definitely...
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, and we're picking new songs for the second album already, so...
Oh, that's pretty exciting. So you're working on the second album, too?
Yep.
Good. You've got definitely a lot of projects on the go there.
Oh, yeah. It's been busy. I run an independent record label as well. And,
wow.
And, yeah, so it's been a busy trip for the past year now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I guess music then is your entire career right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much all I do. That's right, yeah.
Okay, good. Running the record label and songwriting and playing your own music, too. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's I love it. I love it.
Definitely. Was this something that you foresaw for yourself, one of your goals when you were growing up?
Oddly enough, no.
No?
I mean, I played music at a very young age, but I was actually... Out of just out of high school, I was accepted to go to Loyalist College to get into radio, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And around the same time I got my acceptance letter, I was offered this job with the Carleton Children. I guess when you come to that fork in the road and you have to decide where you want to go, I guess, music obviously won out.
You picked the right, you made the right decision then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good. Well, you're happy with it, so that's what matters.
That's right, yeah.
Good, and playing good music, too. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Aaron?
Well, I just want to mention that just thank you very much for playing the single. That's great.
Definitely another great Canadian tune, and we wish you all the luck on your second CD, too.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll talk again and when the next single comes out.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to the next single, and in the meantime, we're really enjoying playing Wishing Well.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay, all the best to you and your family for the holidays.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Let's dive in.